RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Tuesday morning. What's up, Richmond? MP on the mic. 9 to the fan. 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Getting you ready for game week with the Washington Commanders. Rematch of the Hail Mary game last year. Chicago Bears coming to town. Caleb Williams taking another crack at the Washington Commanders. Monday Night Football. Very positive updates from Dan Quinn yesterday, coming back from the West Coast, feeling good. He's got himself a running back. Today, Commanders Rewind at probably 11 o'clock. That's how we roll around here. Probably 11 o'clock. We will have a full segment of Commanders Rewind dedicated exclusively to the best running back in the entire National Football League. You know who it is. He will get a full segment on today's Commanders Rewind. He's that good, folks. We got ourselves a lead back in D.C. I will say, though, my guy JP, I love my guy JP, who does the show up on 106.7 in D.C., his poll question of the day yesterday was, what was the bigger deal coming out of this game? Was it Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, Bill, making the case to be lead back, you know, showing himself to be an NFL star, or was it the return of Jaden Daniels? It was the return of Jaden Daniels. Just to be fully clear, we all love Bill. We're all riding the Bill hype train. I'm riding the Bill hype train. I came on board late. They had made a few stops before it picked me up, but I'm on board. I got my popcorn. I'm ready. I'm a Bill bandwagoner now. So we'll give him an entire segment during today's Commanders Rewind. We'll break down everything that happened during the game. We'll ask some questions. Some stuff I saw on the tape that was like, that's weird. Not good, not bad. Just weird. And some stuff that was unique, too. And Cliff Kingsbury showed some wrinkles, showed some looks against the Chargers. And then you throw in the Chiefs lose last night, Chargers lose in Philly. It's a chaotic, unpredictable NFL. We are 5 weeks into the season. There are no undefeated teams, and there are no teams that are 0-5 with 5 losses. Parity rules the day, and I think we're going to see a lot of that as the season continues. These survivor pools may not take as long as they normally do. I'm still alive. This is, as you know, I, by tradition, lose in week one every single year. That is my official survivor pool tradition. I'm still alive. 5 picks in, still alive. And I have the Packers, and they're going to beat the Bengals this weekend. So pride goes before the fall. Here it is. Here's the pride. The Packers are 14.5-point favorites over the Bengals. There is a chance when this kicks off, it could be the biggest NFL spread of the last few years. It's a gigantic mismatch. which means the loss is going to sting that much more when it comes for me on Monday. I learned that we're here next Monday. It's a holiday for some people, not for us. We'll keep working. We'll tell you what's going on. It's a game day for the Washington Commanders. That's a holiday in and of itself right there. Really fun one next week. Bears Commanders to get you ready for that. We'll check in on college football. I want to do a college basketball segment. AY's going to do a college basketball show. I'm not that dedicated, but I'm going to do a college basketball segment today. We're going to get you ready, and then we're going to go out to VCU tomorrow afternoon, go chat with some people. I don't know when we'll broadcast those interviews. We'll let you know on the social media. Probably Friday would be my guess. I'll get you ready for VCU basketball, maybe sprinkle that in over the next few weeks. Black and gold game is this weekend. Unbelievably, that sneaks up on you. Awan's down in Charlotte. He's at ACC Basketball Media Day. None of that is the most important news of the day, though, of course, as I know you know, Hazel, and I know. The most important news of the day yesterday was that Francine the Cat is back.
She's coming home.
She's coming home. She's coming home. I have thoughts on this. Now, people have accused me of being anti-cat or not a cat person.
Ooh.
I believe I am representing cats better than the average Richmonder who wants to throw Francine a party, go pet Francine. I'd like to speak on behalf of cats for a moment.
Speak.
They want to be left alone. That's what cats want.
That is true.
Cats don't want attention. That's not what cats are. This cat has to be... If
you don't
she
think
knew,
this was an attention grab?
If she knew what was waiting for her by getting in that truck, she never would have gotten that truck. She lives a happy life. She kills mice. She sits on furniture. People take pictures of her and post them to Reddit. That's a perfect existence for a cat.
Yeah.
She's getting a party thrown for her.
Woo.
I don't think that's a perfect existence for a cat. Not the cats I know.
It does seem overwhelming.
I don't think cats enjoy that sort of thing. Just saying.
Yeah, they like to keep their distance. I don't know. Does she
aloof.
Get a cake?
Yeah. Aloof.
Aloof. That's the word they use.
They're aloof. Does she get a cake?
She better.
I've never owned a cat. What do cats eat aside from mice? Because you're not serving a mouse.
Welcome to the Francine Fest. Here are live mice. Francine, go. Get them.
It's the best day of my life.
Francine's back. Oh, no. Look away.
It is kind of amazing that Francine hasn't, presented a dead bird to a Lowe's customer at any point in the last 7 years.
It feels very impressive.
I like bullying. Generally, we're against it.
Sure.
I think we run the PSA. Sometimes I listen to them. The bullying, it's a no generally.
I hear it's bad. Yeah.
It's bad. The people of Richmond, the hipster Francine crowd of Richmond, bullied a multinational corporation.
Very effectively.
Into dropping everything it was doing to find a cat in a distribution center.
Yeah.
Bullying still works.
Bullying still works. Effective. Effective.
If they don't make a scene, ain't no way they're going out to find that cat.
No. They don't have the Where's Francine page Instagram?
No chance.
No. No way.
No chance. Absolutely not. And they were still kind of reluctant about it to the end.
And then they go ahead and they post it on Instagram,
that's
claiming
where
victory.
That's where we're going. They took the victory lap.
They sure did.
They took the victory
lap. What I saw is Lowe's Home Improvement. What do you mean? What do you mean Lowe's Home Improvement is announcing that she's been found?
Because of our efforts and the fact that we got bullied by an entire city worth of internet users.
I think my favorite from the Where's Francine page was them posting the stock price of Lowe's falling.
Well, because they weren't doing anything.
It's going down. Look what happens when you don't have a cat in the store.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall for the initial Francine crisis communication meeting.
Yes.
So we've got, the communications people, the operations people, the crisis center has been convened.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody explains there's a cat who lives in the store in Richmond, Virginia, and it got on a truck. And now it's in the distribution center. And the people of Richmond want us to find the cat. And you know at least one person of importance at that table was like, nah, it'll blow over. And no.
They'll forget about it.
I'm running a home improvement store here.
And then they check the stock price.
I deliberate, consistent pressure from the Francine crowd.
I'll tell you what.
That's what it took. That's what this was all about. Ah. This is the power of the people.
They did not fade.
No. Mm-mm. No, this is the power of the megaphone right here. I think Lowe's will win out of all this. I think this is a win for Lowe's.
I think they're the hosts of Francine Fest, yeah? That feels like a win.
No, they're having it at a brewery.
Oh! Does Francine not attend Francine Fest?
That's a great question, actually.
Oh,
I kind of assumed Francine would attend Francine Fest.
I mean, me
Fest.
Too, but as we discuss about cats and their... You know,
I think they'll bring her to the brewery, right?
In a little kennel with her air tags. She's got six air tags.
Again, that seems mean.
Why? She's been through enough.
The question to me is, like, there's going to be a big spike in people going to the Lowe's.
Yeah.
On the VCU Lowe's. Will there be a spike in people buying things at the VCU? Or is this like a demented Where's Waldo where people are like tearing up the stock trying to find the cat so they could take a picture of her for Instagram?
That she's alive.
Between that Lowe's and the Kroger across the street, I mean, that's the most chaotic two blocks in America at any given time. The Lombardi Kroger, which has a reputation.
I've heard that's where you respawn in Richmond.
And it earned that reputation.
Yes.
It works hard to earn that reputation every single day. Kroger Corporate is fine with that. They're not meddling in these affairs. But it took Lowe's Corporate 5 years to acknowledge Francine. Period. Before she went missing. Because I understand. Animal people, get mad. Call in if you need to call in. 833-804-0910. I understand the stance of the multinational corporation. Maybe cats should live in our home improvement stores. I actually understand that take. I'm not mad at him for that take. But then, you know, like, all right, Francie's not going anywhere. She's a legend. They, like, lean into her. Now she's missing. I think I got a little more than they bargained for.
Yeah.
Now you got to drop everything, go find her. Otherwise, nobody's shopping at Lowe's ever again.
Lowe's, the people who abandoned Francine.
Pet Cemetery, aisle three. Eternal flame.
Yeah, they would never bounce back.
They would never bounce back for that. You'd honestly just have to sell it to Home Depot at that point.
Yeah, the first meeting of the crisis communications team was like, you know, there's a cat. The last meeting was like, oh, thank God.
They found the cat at 4 a.m.
Woo!
Called the manager here, and he drove down right then. Jumped in his car and drove down.
Boom.
I know Lowe's isn't open at 4 a.m. Is it like...
They're out there restocking, I'm sure.
The Hillary Clinton think, who do you want to take the call at 3 a.m.? Like, there's people taking the Francine call at 3 a.m. I would love to know how much money Lowe's corporate spent on the Francine search. It's not negligible.
Although, I have to say... Surely they have cameras in the warehouse. They caught her on a camera,
right? Yeah.
It can't be that hard to be like, let's look through the cameras for a cat.
It's more the people energy. People kind of, I think a lot of people stopped doing their job.
That's so true.
For several days. And look, we're all fine.
And she's safe.
If there's a takeaway here, it's no need to work hard. It'll take care of itself. That's the takeaway. Everything will sort itself out. That's the takeaway. Opening
que
segment.
Sarah, Sarah. Thank you, Stubb.
We'll get back to sports, but congrats to Francine. Congrats to the Francine lovers. Big win. Don't let her out of your sight. She got it. She's got a GPS now.
She has to.
You know, there were times she just like went and wandered like into the woods out there in Jackson Ward or whatever. Like, she can't do that anymore.
Mm-mm.
No, her life has changed forever.
Yeah, she's got eyes on her now.
That Taylor Swift's out here singing about how hard it is to be a celebrity. She doesn't know.
She's a cat lover. Maybe her next song, Francine.
I think she should be clout chasing off of Francine, not vice versa. Francine knows what it is to be a celebrity.
Agree.
Her life just got worse. There are no happy endings.
Sorry,
here.
Francine.
Sorry, Francine. College basketball on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
Be in the mic.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Catch us worldwide on the free Odyssey app Tuesday morning. We are excited to welcome into the program Ashley Doyle. She's the Director of Engagement at the First Tee of Greater Richmond. Y'all know I did youth golf back in the day in Kansas, not here. It's a great thing. We support that, and they're doing a big event this weekend, which Ashley's going to tell us all about. Welcome to the program, Ashley. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. Tell us, before we get to the event, tell us just about the First Tee for people who aren't familiar with it, what you guys do.
Yeah, so First Tee Greater Richmond has actually been around for 26, 27 years. We were one of kind of the first chapters under the umbrella of First Tee, which First Tee is actually under the umbrella of the PGA. Tour. So we have great support. And we actually started, 27 years ago. And, it's, really to introduce golf to the youth development. Starting at the age of 5, and then being able to kind of grow, with golf, but also learning life lessons and leadership skills along the way and kind of that fun group environment. We have programs that we run that you can sign your kids up for at age 5, but then also we are partners with a lot of the public schools, Chesterfield, Henrico, Richmond City schools in their aftercare programs or in their PE classes. Their PE teachers are certified and get our kind of curriculum and teach the kindergartners to fifth grade. Again, those golf skills, but also the life lessons along the way. And then they're actually able to come to one of our 3 facilities and do a field trip and kind of put those skills to the test on the golf course at either Belmont Golf Course or Elson Redmond, which is the 2 locations we kind of have with our field trips. And then we have a 3rd location in Chesterfield as well. So yeah, we are a unique chapter too, where we run 3 facilities, along with, you know, trying to give access to anyone and everyone who wants to learn how to play golf.
It's a great game. You can carry it with you your whole life. First Tee does great work teaching youth the game of golf. We were down at the Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame a couple weeks ago, and they acknowledged the great work First Tee does down there in Chesterfield. And you mentioned Belmont. What you guys did there is really, really cool, turning that into a course that you guys use. 12 holes, is that right?
12 holes, yes. And then there's 6-hole par 3. And then we actually, I don't think most people know this, but we do have like a mini golf course. That's like 18 holes, like putt-putt, that you can just like kind of play putt-putt, which is kind of cool. I don't think a lot of people know that. It's kind of hidden away on the course, but I find that pretty cool where you're like, oh, like we have a putting course too. So.
Heck yeah. That's awesome. And you guys are having a big event, the Fairway Festival, this Friday over at Belmont. It's a great opportunity for people to go see the facility. There's a tournament. Tell everybody about the event and what you guys are going to be doing out there.
Yeah, so Fairway Festival is, we're hopefully an annual event, but kind of putting a spin on what we've done in the past with our longest day of golf with our leadership advisory board, which is kind of a young youth, young professional board that helps us put on a fundraising event every year. And this year is a 12-hole Shamble golf tournament taking place at 11 a.m., and then following that tournament at the end, we're going to have a community event from 5:30 to 8:30. We're going to have the Kay Wade band experience out there. We're going to have a food truck just cooking out there. And we will have our bar kind of set up out there as well. Just for the community to come out, learn about what we do, and also kind of participate in some of the games, like the golf games that we set up for a field trip, that our participants are able to kind of use. So we'll have golf games out there. You'll be able to kind of use our putting green, meet some of our program staff as well as our coaching staff, and kind of get to play some golf as well as just hang out and enjoy the fall weather. And then we also do have an online auction piece as well, encompassing with that event. Last year the event brought in $85,000. Again, all those proceeds go right back into our community and our programs. So we're hoping to hit that again this year and exceed it. So
websites at firstteegreaterrichmond.org if you want to check that out. Play in the Shamble. I shamble a lot on the golf course. I'm in shambles after a golf round. It's a fun format, and the best drive, everybody plays from there. So if you shank it off the drive, you're good because your teammates bail you out, right?
Yeah, no, and then that was kind of the goal here. The lab members were like, you know, we all play in Captain's Choice. By the time we get to October, we've already played in all these tournaments that are kind of that style of Captain's Choice. So they wanted to put a little spin on it and give us a different format that everyone isn't tired of playing by this time of year.
That's awesome. Ashley Doyle joining us. She's the Director of Engagement at First Tee Richmond. It's the Fairway Festival this weekend. And you mentioned all the programming you guys run. What are the goals here? The money raised? What kinds of activities is that going to help within the community?
Yeah, that's going to help with kind of what I was talking about as our whole mission with First Tee Greater Richmond. Our programs, we are going to be serving over 70,000 youth this year, and we cannot do that without support, and so an event like this helps us keep funding those programs with those field trips and those aftercare programs with the public schools, and as well as just our program in general and the curriculum that the kids can sign up for. 65% of our participants that are signed up for our programs are financial aid. So when parents go and sign in and try to sign their kid up to play golf, there's a slew of questions that are asked, and you can also submit for financial aid, and we support that too. So the whole goal here is, you know, everyone can play golf, and everyone can have access to golf. So this is a huge event for us to continue our mission and keep growing in this community.
Such a great cause. Hopefully y'all get out there Friday night at Belmont. Go to firsttgreaterrichmond.org. It's the Fairway Festival. Ashley Doyle joining us to let us know about that. Ashley, thank you so much for the time this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. firsttgreaterrichmond.org, Fairway Festival, Friday night. This show rolls on momentarily. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Be in the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app.
Taking me back there to my days as a youth golfer, because as a kid, like, you're not like, what I want to do is go out and, like, honestly count every stroke, because it's a lot of them. But you gotta, they call it a gentleman's game, but it's for boys and girls, of course. It's a game of bring it a little bit back. It's a game where you gotta learn the gentility, the sportsmanship, the code of honor there of keeping your own score. There's the golf clap. It's fun. Back at the course at Wichita State University, they would the deal was you go out to the range and like. They teach you and they give you the lesson. Then you got to play three holes. And then when I got older, we got to play nine holes.
Oh,
that was a thrill. Then we get a hot dog in the clubhouse. Man.
Oh, man.
Life was simpler. Life was good. Wichita State baseball famously had 10-cent hot dog night once a season, where all hot dogs were 10 cents all night long. And I could hit some $10 hot dogs.
I could do a 999 on a 10-cent night.
Did you see that the Phillies packaged it up?
No.
I need you to Google that immediately.
Oh.
The Philadelphia Phillies offered a 999 box at their playoff game. Now, I will say on the 999 box, you're committing to nine dogs like in that moment. I don't want that. That's going to be your ninth dog is going to be cold and your ninth beer is going to be warm.
Well,
you're looking at the box here?
Yeah they're mini beers.
Well, they're not nine tall boys. We're not trying to die here.
Full size hot dog with a mini beer.
I mean, it's not that many. It's I'll acknowledge that it's small.
Oh, fun size hot dogs. I made that up. All right.
It is.
If they're both petite, I rest. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. I'll allow it.
All right. Here's the article here. It doesn't say. Why did it not say in the article?
What do you mean?
It says nine regular beers and nine standard hot dogs. Those aren't. Oh, okay. This is nine bite-sized hot dogs paired with nine tiny beers, each not more than a shot glass's worth of beer. All right,
what?
I retract my others. Well, you just eat that in an inning then. That's just a snack. That's appetizers is what that is. That's appetizers.
They have stolen 999 and they have perverted it.
Fun size. It's a fun size beer. Although, that's a good... With Halloween coming, you always... Like, in our neighborhood...
The parents come by.
The parents walk around with cocktails and drinks. Like, fun size beers is actually maybe a fun thing to distribute on
like
Halloween.
Like the mini sodas that they have at the store?
Essentially
like that, yeah?
Yeah, something like that, right?
Yeah. I could be in for that, yeah.
A fun size beer. And nobody will say how much is in it. I want to know how many ounces it is. All right, did you see the price tag here?
I did.
Nine hot dogs, nine fun size beers, $55.
$55.
Now I think the hot dog maybe the box is small because the hot dogs look big to me. Is that?
They're claiming the hot dogs are fun sized as well.
Oh no. Okay, I just saw this picture where the box is next to a can of Yingling beer. Look at that for scale. We're putting the scale on it there. These are tiny.
Oh, those are very, 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 very small.
You know, like the cocktail weenies? These are just cocktail weenies on a bun. No, no, no. This is not in the spirit or...
I think they're laughing at us. I think...
Anybody who pays $55 for that deserves to be laughed at.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're going to, like, hang it out. Like, that's something we would hang on the wall here, the little 999 box.
Yeah.
That doesn't prove you accomplished anything.
No.
I'm just going to throw that out
there.
It
takes the challenge out of it, for sure.
I've definitely eaten nine full-size hot dogs at a baseball game before. Like, not at retail pricing.
I'm going to say you've probably drank that amount of beer as well.
What, the fun size? That's a beer. Yes. I've drank a can of beer before. I'm not ashamed to admit that on the radio. I've had a 12-ounce beer before, and I finished the whole thing.
Whoa, go crazy. Somebody stop him.
Another reason to dislike the Phillies. That takes us into a baseball update. It's time.
Over the shoulder, end zone, touchdown. 15.5, touchdown.
We interrupt this program to get baseball at its best.
First pitch, pops it up. Right side of the infield, back into shallow right field. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out to start the ninth.
Stuff. Big finish in Philly, home of the 999 mini fun size challenge. I ate 9 fun size Kit Kats on Halloween night. Nobody's giving me a trophy for that. Nobody's giving the Phillies a trophy this year. They're down 2-0. Ha ha. Phillies down 2-0. Yankees down 2-0. It's the perfect playoffs. MP's so happy over here. I only get to do this once per show because I know nobody wants to hear about baseball, but I'm so happy. The Phillies and the Yankees are both down 2-0. What a great postseason of baseball this is. Blue Jays have a chance to finish it off tonight in the Bronx, 8 o'clock. 4 o'clock game, Seattle's at Detroit. That one's knotted at 1. They're having fun in that one. Last night, Phillies gave them a run in the ninth. Dodgers survive. Take it back home to L.A., chance to finish this thing off. And, of course, the Brewers headed to Chicago tomorrow. They are up 2-0 on the Cubs. And there's no stances there. I don't care if the Brewers win or the Cubs win. They're both fine baseball teams that some of you enjoy. But the Brewers beat the Cubs in the regular season and finished ahead of them in the standings. I am a proponent of less playoffs and therefore must contractually root for the Milwaukee Brewers. Those are the rules. And no disrespect to the Cubs. I'm not a Cubs hater. How could you be a Cubs hater unless you're a White Sox fan? I mean, I guess the Pope hates the Cubs. Other than that, though, can't hate the Cubs. It's un-American to hate the Cubs. The Red Sox occupied that territory for a brief minute before becoming absolutely insufferable. Did you remember they made the movie when the Red Sox won, Fever Pitch? Jimmy Fallon, with the Red Sox hat running around on the field after they won the World Series. Did you see he was in the Bronx the other night rooting for the Yankees? I have a lot of questions for Jimmy Fallon after this.
These comedians, man.
I have a lot of like, you don't do that though. I don't care how sports averse you are. Like, Jimmy Fallon's got people. He's got a team.
Yeah, somebody should have stopped him.
Somebody should have put an end to that for sure. Like, hey, where are you going tonight, Jimmy? Oh, I got tickets to the Yankees game. Awesome. You're not wearing that, right? What do you mean? It's my Yankees hat. You literally starred in a movie about the Red Sox winning the World Series. And don't do that. You're on house arrest tonight. Go go home. You can watch it on TV if you care about baseball for real. I've been meaning to do this for a while. Bob Carpenter was the voice of the Nats for a long time. He retired at the end of this year. They gave him a very nice tribute on the final day of the season, which, because Major League Baseball is, and this is actually true, stupid, they play on the last day of the, they play last day of the season when NFL games are going on to ensure that nobody will pay any amount of attention to them. But Bob Carpenter got a very nice tribute. He kind of launched the Nats broadcast program. Charlie and Dave are still hanging around. Bob Carpenter was the other part of that. Tony Kornheiser, another longtime DC figure, paid tribute to him on PTI.
And a bonus happy trails to Bob Carpenter. The Nationals play-by-play man will call his final game Sunday after 20 years with the team and 42 years broadcasting for 5 teams. Nats fans, I among them, might remember Carpenter's voice narrating a number of memorable performances like Steven Strasburg's debut and Max Scherzer's 20 strikeout game. In a nod to his signature home run call, Bob, see you later.
That's Tony Kornheiser, and they found the most baseball-themed music right there. You're not getting a better baseball-themed music than that. And he mentions Bob Carpenter narrating great Nats moments, which is true, and two things I want to say about Bob Carpenter before we slide back to football, because I know it's what you all want to talk about. He's got the see you later, but there's no catchphrase there. It's a little bit like when Bill Roth left, and everybody's like, man, I can't believe Bill Roth left. He was awesome. Like, oh, what did he do? He was awesome, you know, did the thing, called the game. There's not enough of those guys in the world. Like, what'd you love about Bob Carpenter? And it's not like, you know, how he loses his mind like Gus Johnson, or how he says hello, friends, like Jim. There's no shtick there. He just called baseball games. He was really good at calling baseball games. Bill Ross, same thing down in Blacksburg. What's he do? He does his job, and he does it well every single day. Like, that's a reward right there. And the two Tony mentions, Strasburg's performance, which I was lucky enough to be at, Max Scherzer throwing 20 strikeouts, are regular season games, because in Major League Baseball, they don't let the local TV broadcasters announce the playoff games, which I think is a huge disservice. And by the way, there are ways to do this. Don't yell, oh, it's money. There's ways to do this where TNT, which in a college football game airs it on like 19 channels. Like, if you want to watch it from like Bevo's Horns, you can watch a college football game from the Bevo's Horns view. You're telling me they can't figure out a way to get the local announcers to call Major League Baseball playoff games? I think it's doable. I think they could figure it out. Just a thing. You know, Vin Scully got cheated out of a lot of those down the stretch as well. They put him on the radio for some. All right, we'll wrap up this hour. That's it. That's it for baseball. I owe you a Commanders update. Commanders Rewind. There's going to be a Commanders Rewind. Will there be a Bill segment? There will be a Bill segment. It will happen. On the other side, you're listening to the home of the Commanders in Richmond.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey apps. Bring this thing in on a Tuesday. Send you down to Charlotte, where AWOD Radio standing by. Day 2 of ACC basketball tip-off. Media day spectacular. Adam, how's it going?
It's going well here. Yes, I love this event every year because of the exclusive conversations we get with some of the best athletes and the best coaches in college basketball.
All right, and that's great, and I'm excited to hear you talk basketball on your show. You know what I want from you, though. Give me a story from Charlotte out on the town.
Well, I'm still not over the fact that Panthers fans left that game. I talked about it on my show.
You went to the Panthers game on Sunday before the event Monday.
No. I went to the Whole Foods that is next to Bank of America Stadium and saw hundreds of Panthers fans, and so I pull up Red Zone on my phone, and Bryce Young is driving, and it's a 3-point game. And
they won.
Like, what's going on? Yeah, but there were plenty of fans that left early. That just does not make any sense to me. Last night was happy hour at the Public House. Met some cool people from Virginia Tech hanging out there. But really no crazy story as of yet. Maybe tonight that'll happen as some of the like the men get here. Like I saw Seth Greenberg was here last night. I'm sure Luke Hancock will get here. Carlos Boozer as well. So I think tonight there will be better stories.
All right, I will go to bat for a fan leaving a game their team is losing by 21, 28, 35. Like, if your team's getting waxed, like the UNC fans who left at halftime because Bill Belichick doesn't know what he's doing anymore, I will go to bat for those people. And when there's a great, legendary, once-in-a-decade comeback, you lose. That's a tough break. I will never go to bat for a fan leaving a game their team is winning by 3 points late in the game. That's why we go to sporting events.
I know. I think it was bad journalism by me. I should have done man on the street interviews, right? Because I was.
What are you doing?
I was literally watching the game on my phone while I'm walking to Whole Foods, and these people are walking out, and these kids, like, and their parents, and they don't realize that they could lose or that they could win. Like, they didn't know the outcome. It was shocking to me.
They're treating it like a flying squirrels game. Like they went and had their squirrely fries and they went home.
Yeah, I guess so. There were some Dolphins fans here too for that game.
NFL has truly become, there are no stadiums that are exempt from visiting team fans
right.
Show up. And obviously some places it's worse than others and some places it's better than others, but NFL's a national league. Like you go, I mean, there are bars in Richmond every week showing all different games to all different fans, all different teams. It's a national league, says the guy who's a Chiefs fan living in Richmond, Virginia, who watched Trevor Lawrence stumble twice before scoring a game-winning touchdown last night. Not that we're bitter about that. We're not bitter about that. We're totally over it. AWOD Radio joins us from down in Charlotte. All right, we're going to be... I'm going to be over at VCU basketball tomorrow. Now, I know you've been over the facility, chatted with Coach Martelli. What was your vibe over there? What can I expect to see tomorrow?
I'm excited. I think that this is a really interesting group that he's got. It feels like all the hype has been about Barry Evans recently with John Rothstein going to practice and talking about how he thought he was the best player. It reminds me of Vince Williams. I think VCU fans are going to love that. I mean, Vince Williams is playing in the NBA right now. But it is such an interesting group. It's going to be all about how can they gel, and then what kind of sophomore jump can we get from our guy Brandon Jennings, a local kid here that made all the headlines when he chose to stick around with this new coaching staff. He's a guy that I am expecting to take a big leap forward because defensively, he was like a 10 out of 10 last year, and I know this kid's got a lot of offensive game to add as well.
He had a chance to join Ryan Odom, and he had an offer to go down the road to Charlottesville and didn't. I think that was a big early get for VCU in the cycle and set the tone for a lot of good things that happened. Ryan Odom's going to be there. You're in Charlotte, ACC Basketball Media Day. What do you want to ask Ryan Odom?
I mean, how is he going to get 12 or 13 new dudes all on the same page? Right, I know Coach Odom can coach. We know that because what he did at VCU in 2 years, I think it's going to be talked about 20 years down the road here, how difficult it is to come in to a place and win right away. And that's what he did, right? 2 years, two conference championship appearances, lost one and won one. So I know he can coach, but how do you get 12 new dudes on the same page? Big part of the success last year was, oh, yeah, Joe Bam came back, and Zeb came back, and Furman came back, and all those guys that came back, like Max Scholga. For UVA, it's a brand new bunch because even the guys that came back, they don't know anything about him.
No, and expectations are going to be high. And he's seen as the rightful Tony Bennett heir and a guy who's going to be there for a long time. And as you know, those expectations can be intense. And you're at the ACC Media Day. ACC has not achieved to the degree they need to achieve in getting teams into March. What's the vibe there? Where do people feel this conference is this year? Are they going to be able to put 5, 6, 7 teams in?
No, I mean, you're so right. The ACC was not what we all expected last season. They were dominated by the SEC in that challenge. Commissioner Jim Phillips just walked past me. Michael, I should have screamed your question right to them. How are they going to compete with the Big Ten and the SEC? Can they compete with them financially in the NIL? No. But I think there's other ways that they can compete, like the type of universities that you have in the ACC. I'll say this right now. You're going to get a lot better education at one of these schools than Alabama. Can I say that, Michael?
You could say that. That checks out. The fact-checking crew has come back and will allow that.
Yeah. I think Virginia Tech UVA alums are set up much better than Bama boys.
Yeah, it's Jim Phillips, my cousin Jim. Make sure to say hi to him today. He's got a tough gig because football money funds everything, and SEC's chosen to use that money to make their basketball teams really good, and the ACC teams just don't have access to that in the same way.
Yeah, but there's other ways that they can compete, and I think it also starts with better coaching in the conference. And we've got three former VCU coaches in the conference that I'm looking forward to speaking with in Jeff Capel, Will Wade, and Ryan Odom. But how does the ACC improve here? I think it starts with coaching, right? I mean, you talk about the legends, Jim Boeheim, Coach K, Coach Williams. Well, those guys are gone. Well, they've got to replace them, and I think they are starting to. I'm a big believer in both Will Wade and Ryan Odom having success at their new destinations.
Do you have any unfinished business with Ryan Odom, or is that with the clean departure, did his thing here? Good luck at UVA.
I'm a big fan. Big fan of Coach Odom. Big fan of his family as well. I do love that Connor Odom, you know, has still supported VCU, everything that he's posting online. I know that there's love there from those guys for the city, for Richmond. I mean, they loved their time here. I can guarantee you that that's exactly what they would say. I think that if this was a perfect world, they would probably have stayed here. But, you know, UVA came calling, and, of course, Coach Odom was the ball boy there. I did see online Max Scholga was seen at, like, a Wawa in Richmond, like, yesterday. So he's still sticking around. You know he loves the 804.
And he loves the Wawa. Who doesn't? Mm-hmm. It's Happy Hoagie Fest to Max Scholga. AOI Radio, 3 hours, live and local from Charlotte, ACC Basketball Media Day. Anything else you want to tee up for today's show?
You know, I love basketball families, right? Jaden Ivey plays for the Detroit Pistons in the NBA. His mom is the coach of Notre Dame, Neil Ivey. Coach Ivey will join us today on AWOD Radio. We'll sit down with one of the greatest basketball coaches in women's hoops, and that is Coach Wes Moore at NC State. You think 35 winning seasons is good, Michael?
That feels good.
You think
good.
That's pretty good?
That feels good, Adam. Yeah. That feels like a win right there. Excited to hear those conversations and more. We'll get you back here, get you ready for an exciting Monday night football game later this week. Have fun in Charlotte. AWOD Radio up next. You're listening to the home of the Commanders in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.